like gunfights, tons of dark and stormy nights.
Country mama, Oxford comma, superhero college trauma.
Treating patients on a gurney, really awkward taxidermy.
Tchotchkes, Nazis, women touching Nazis.
Mister, sisters, really evil bad guys.
Janitor, splitter, sure could use some advice.
Really?
Joey?
Mystery?
Holy
balls. Gather round.
Have some fun. You'll be pleased to hear our song is finally done. Ready or not, here we go.
My groovy friends, and welcome to a very special edition of Mystery LLC! Tonight, you and yours are in for a special treat, as the decisions you make will affect the fate of our heroes in our first ever Choose Your Own Mystery! Throughout the show, at crucial turning points in our story, you will all face the choice between two different story twists. At that time, you'll be asked to raise those fancy paddles of yours for the option that best suits your taste and majority rules. Get it? Got it? Good. Then sit up nice and tall, boys and girls, and let's get ready to choose as we join our intrepid group of mystery solvers, keeping warm round the campfire.
Gee, gang, isn't this camp out the grooviest?
Yeah, Chad. Sleeping in the van next to a creepy rundown carnival is way better than a nice comfy bed.
Like, I can't believe there weren't any rooms in town, not even an Airbnb.
Don't be so glum, chums. Just think of it like getting back in touch with nature.
I think nature has done quite enough touching for my taste. Whoa! You all right, Daryl? You seem more jittery than usual. Are you cold? Or did you just eat too many of those sea salt and cane sugar crusted organic coffee beans again?
No, it's the carnival! They freak me out, man! With their loud noises and dangerous rides! I lost my cousin in the maze of the Minotaur once.
It'll be fine, Daryl. Old Man Herring's carnival may seem spooky. At night, in the dark, with the full moon peeking from behind the skeleton of a roller coaster.
Nice touch.
Zorks.
Anywho, there's nothing to worry about. I think a good night's sleep will do us all some good. I call front seat.
Dibs on the middle seat.
Like, who has to sleep in the back then?
Daryl.
I know, man. It's just that I don't want to sit in the back. Hang on a second. If Chad and Sarah are in the van and I'm right here, like, who said that?
Uh-oh, boys and girls. Sounds like Daryl's about to get a good scare. But what will the monster be? Let's find out right now, as it's time for our first choice! What will Daryl see silhouetted against the moonlit outline of Old Man Herring's carnival? Will it be the frazzled orange wig and blood-red oversized shoes of that sinister clown, the Kooky Cackler? Or will he encounter the flowing midnight black cape and veiled lustrous white mask of that musical mystery, the pipe organ phantasm? If you would like the Kooky Cackler, please raise your paddles to the red side and say A. Thank you. May lower your paddles. That's right. For the pipe organ phantasm, please raise your paddles to the blue side and say B.
B.
While the B's were louder, it appears that I think we saw more A's in front there. Yes, I saw it. I saw what you were doing there. That's right. You saw too. Okay, good. Yes. That means the winner is choice A. don't boo.
That's his.
Sounds like the villain for our evening's enjoyment will be none other than the Kooky Cackler. Congratulations, voters. Yes, now, let's get back to the action.
Keep running, you fool! This carnival is mine! Mine!
What a restful night, eh, gang? I feel like a brand new man. Oh, man! What happened to you?
Jarkles, Daryl, you're a mess. There are more twigs in your hair than in the trees. What happened last night?
What a giant clown monster telling you to run? You don't ask twice. Oh, I'm pooped, man. I didn't sleep a wink.
A clown monster? At a carnival? Now you're just being silly.
That's our Daryl.
I think your fear of carnivals is getting the better of you, Daryl.
Like, they're just very surprising, that's all.
Cotton candy here.
That's our Daryl.
This carnival is pretty neato. They've got a tilt-a-whirl, bumper cars, heck, even an ancient wooden roller coaster.
I didn't even know those were still legal in this state.
I've got to take some pics and post them to our Immigram profile.
Leave out the carousel, though. Looks pretty run down. Check out all these nasty red paint chips everywhere.
Yeah, and like, where are all the people? The rides are a-going, but the people aren't a-coming. Who are we supposed to be meeting here at the carousel anyway?
Head of PR Daisy Flake would be my guess, dude.
Ah! Who said that? And where said that?
I here said that. Hey. Ooh, didn't mean to spook you there, gay. My trusty red hammer and I were just down here under the carousel trying to get the old heap up and running again. Name's Carol, head of everything that twists, turns, and twirls in this joint. If it has gears, Carol is nears.
Alrighty. Well, it's great to meet you, Carol. And yes, you're right. We're here to meet Daisy. I'm Chad, and we are...
Mystery Limited Liability Corporation International. Here's our card. Follow us on Flitter and Mugtome.
Aw, sweet! You guys are here because of the Kooky Cackler, aren't you?
The Kooky what did you say?
Cackler! The demon clown flying around all over the place. He's got a pretty sweet purple polka dot suit, but the bloodstains really make it a bummer, man.
Let's not forget the lost revenue from scared patrons and the fact his laugh is like, ugh, super creepy and icky.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I'm Daisy. Sorry to be tardy to the party, but this place is big and my heels are not having it today.
The pleasure is all ours. And may I say, I know fashion is a pain, and those shoes are way worth it. Matches that lovely red nail polish of yours to a T.
You really like the color? Well, aren't you just a sweet little ray of sunshine? And may I say, it's refreshing to see a man confident enough to really rock an ascot. What shade of pink is that? Salmon?
It's actually rusted peach, but thank you for saying so.
Hello? Oh, a mystery at a carnival. Bad, scary clown.
Oh, goodness, yes, it's been awful. Come, let me show you around. Even before that ghastly clown arrived, we were in dire straits. Herring's Carnival has slowly been losing money for years, but as soon as we found some foreign investors that I thought would turn things around...
Like, this clown totally started messing with your mojo, right?
Oh, and then some. It's my dream to run this place one day. But I'm worried this kooky cackler will scare off the Moretti brothers when they arrive tomorrow.
Moretti, eh? Italian? Sicilian?
Oh, no. Somewhere even more exotic. New Jersey. On your right, you'll see our world-famous ski-ball smorgasbord, and we've just arrived now at one of our oldest attractions, the Maze of the...
Don't say Minotaur! Don't say Minotaur! Don't say Minotaur!
Don't worry, dude! It's just the Maze of the Muskrat. We got rid of the Maze of the Minotaur years ago. Kept losing too many kids.
Zorks.
Yes, well, there has yet to be a sighting of the monster here, but we have had issues at both the Funhouse and the Tunnel of Love. Feel free to look around. Now, if you'll excuse us, Carol and I need to go discuss carnival cleanliness with maintenance. Look at all these chips of red paint. It's filthy.
Thanks, Daisy. Come on, guys. This monster is a joke and has clowned around with Herring's Carnival for the last time. Solving this case is up to us. You know what that means, gang.
It's time to solve a mystery.
Keep your eyes peeled, guys. We need to find a clue.
Like my eyes are peeled like a parsnip and boom of a beet salad.
Look there. Daryl, notice anything strange about that muskrat up there on that sign?
You bet I do. I had no idea muskrats looked so squishy and goofy.
No, look closer. He has some really piercing yellow eyes.
Yeah, and some really frazzled red hair.
Yeah, and a really goofy red nose. Wait.
Come inside, kiddies. You'll laugh so hard you'll scream.
The Kooky Cackler! Run!
Come back and play with me!
Gee, gang, that was a close one. Carol, Daisy, you both made it out alive.
Thanks, Chad. I didn't think these heels could move that fast.
Me neither.
Well, I'll tell you what. After that encounter, I'll never take the phrase, I died laughing lightly again.
Nobody dies in my park unless I say so.
Make like an icebox and chill. It's just our eccentric yet lovable employer slash carnival owner, Artemis J. Herring.
But you can call me Red.
Hey, Red, what's with the megaphone?
Oh, you like it?
I found it in the back of an old trunk, next to a used retainer and a 10-gallon sombrero. I think it's just the bee's knees times infinity and a bag of chips.
What?
Well, the timing of your arrival certainly was very timely, Mr. Herring. Or should I say, the Kooky Cackler?
Oh, that tickles. Can you pull my shirt down, please? My belly is chilly.
I was expecting purple polka dots with bloody accents.
Oh, don't even worry about it. I would have suspected me, too. Happens to me all the time. Oh, you guys brought your swimsuits, right? When the moon's full, the wave pool is crazy.
Actually, Red, these are the folks we hired to look into that clown.
Who? Bozo? He's just going through a mime phase, that's all. Don't hold it against him.
No, sir. The Kooky Cackler. That demon clown dude that's been flying around scaring people in the Tunnel of Love in the Funhouse of Terror.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah, he's no fun. He made me drop my ice cream once.
Well, don't you worry, Mr. Herring. Mystery Limited Liability Corporation International is on the case.
That's right. The next step is to keep searching for clues. He's been seen at the Tunnel of Love and The Fun House of Terror. Let's start with one of those.
But that's like so many options. We just don't have the time to make those kind of choices. I'm freaking out, man. How in the world can we possibly make a decision like that? How?
That's right, boys and girls. You guessed it. It's time for our second choice of the evening. Where shall we send our intrepid group of do-gooders as they search for the truth behind the mysterious kooky cackler? Shall we explore the terrors of the pink cavernous depths of our hearts as we spiral down the enigmatic tunnel of love? Or shall we attempt to navigate the perilous ups, downs, twists, and turns of the ever mystifying, the ever confounding funhouse of terror? If you would like the tunnel of love, please raise your paddles to the red side and say, A.
A.
Thank you. You may lower your paddles. All right, for the Funhouse of Terror, please raise your paddles to the blue side and say B.
B.
Well, it appears by overwhelming majority the B's have it. The winner is B. Again, no booing. Looks like you and the gang are all headed down into that sadistic house of horror, the Funhouse of Terror. So, grab your drink and cling close to your friends as we rejoin our team on their quest for answers.
Ow! What did you bop me on the head for, Sarah?
'Cause we're all headed over to the fun house and you were in La La Land ranting to no one. Care to join us eventually, Junior Space Cadet?
Dude, you just spaced out like a certified orthodontist. Come on and stick with me, man. I know this fun house like the back of my overused cliche.
Gee, thanks, Carol. I had a bad experience at a carnival once that may have left a scar or two.
Oh, no worries at all. Trust me, I've got my own love-hate history with this place that would make you lose your mind.
Like, I'd rather not lose anything else in the carnival, if that's all right.
All right. Everyone, here we are at the Funhouse of Terror.
Holy soiled diapers, gang! This place isn't kidding around! A moat filled with acid? A fire-breathing gnome garden? Is that a severed head wind chime?
Oh, it is! It is! But instead of the pleasant chiming of bells, check this out.
Delightful. Well, this particular funhouse appears to have two levels. Let's split up and search each floor for clues. Mr. Herring, will you join me on the second floor?
Can do.
I'll keep Daisy safe on the first floor.
Stop! An ascot-wearing man of chivalry? Is that you, Chad? Or the Duke of Windsor?
You stop, girl!
Well, I guess that means Carol and I'll stay outside and, like, walk your backs for you. Sorry, we can't join you. Good luck.
Oh! I hate to see anyone disappointed in my carnival. Oh! I know! You and Carol can check out the basement. It's damp, poorly lit, and smells distinctly of fear and funnel cakes. Now you two don't have to feel left out.
Zorks.
Nice initiative, Daryl. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Come on, Gooby. Basement's this way. Watch your step. It's pretty damp and poorly lit down here.
Oh, and there's that funnel cake smell. I guess the fear comes to the next.
like right on cue.
Neat, right? They're motion-activated air jets. See, when I put my hand across here...
That is neat. And look at me in this mirror. Like, I knew I was tall and gangly, but this is ridiculous.
At least you're not short and stout like a teapot. Look at me. I'm like Danny DeVito from Batman Returns. Oh, don't worry about that. Just like the air jets, we have motion-activated monsters, too.
Sorry, I even knew that one was coming.
You know what? You look like you could use a snack. And I've got plenty of freeze-dried pomegranate seed rice cakes to go around, man.
Did you say freeze-dried pomegranate seed rice cakes?
Uh-huh.
My aunt used to make those all the time. Here, try some of these. They're free-range acai berries wrapped in sea lettuce.
Dude! I haven't had these since I was a little kid!
Like, that's weird. I thought they were a secret family recipe. Some secret, huh, Carol? Carol? Carol! Like, where did she go? It's just motion activated. It's just motion activated. Wait, I've been too scared to move.
Hey, Daryl, you're a barrel of fun. Give me a hug.
Bad touch! Bad touch! I'm out of here! This house isn't fun anymore! Zorks, that was close.
Hey, Daryl, there you are. Did you find any clues down there?
The kooky cackler just tried to hug me, man. Find a clue? Like, I'm so scared I don't even got a clue.
That's our Daryl.
Did I just miss the joke? Oh, I hate that.
You did just miss the joke, Mr. Herring. Once again, arriving just too late. But, of course, it's never too late for the Kooky Cackler!
Woo! Went for the pants this time, huh? Woohoo! That's drafty. Sorry to disappoint, but the only polka dots to see here are on my sock garters.
I really thought I had it that time. This clown is clearly an elusive adversary.
He's a menace, that's what I say. I don't know if we'll ever stop him. Red, Herring's carnival may not survive until tomorrow when the Moretti brothers arrive.
Not if I have anything to say about it. Daisy, Carol, come with me. We're gonna get this place as spick and span as a shiny new penny looking like a million bucks.
What?
We'll get the park ready. You three have a mystery to solve. Onward!
To victory!
You can count on us, Red, or our name isn't Mystery Liberals Liability Corpin Stuffin' International.
And take a look at what I found while searching the second floor for clues.
Like, that's just some dried red paint, Sarah.
Exactly. If my theory is correct, this little pile of red paint is telling us precisely where the Kooky Cackler will strike next. Come on, gang. We've got a trap to set, a monster to catch, and a mystery to solve.
Okay, guys. Looks like everything is set. Sarah, get to your position by the roller coaster and be ready to pull that pin.
I'm on it. The pirate ship is rigged to swing, too.
Great. I have the mallet right here, and I'm off to the drop of horror. Daryl, did you place the teacups and loosen those bolts?
Yes.
Remember, you're the bait. I mean, you remember your position, buddy?
The pink horsey with the glitter saddle on the carousel. But, like, why do I always have to be the bait? This shit's...
Don't ruin the moment.
do anything.
All right. I'm turning on the carousel. And don't forget the accelerator.
Are you sure that I really have to? And he's gone. Oh, boy. Here goes nothing.
I'm just riding a pretty pink pony. Fun carnival times with ponies and clowns with bleeding eyes.
I spy you there, Daryl. Bloody to see you.
Oh, jeez.
Hit the accelerator, Daryl.
I'm about to spin us right round, baby. Whoa! Hold on to your horses, clown! Like, literally, hold on to that horse right there!
The carousel is really starting to spin out of control now. And look, the bolts, Daryl Lucent, are about to break free and send that monster flying to the top of the roller coaster. Oh, no, Daryl! Daryl, get off of there before the bolts snap and... Oh, boy. And up they go. Sarah, pull the pin!
But what about Daryl?
Guess he's along for the ride now.
Got the pin! There goes the car with them in it, right towards the pirate ship! Now here it comes, swinging at the car!
Whoa!
They've been knocked out of the car and are about to hit the top of the Drop of Horror.
Oof.
Well, I gotta drop you now. Sorry, Daryl.
No! More!
To test my strength.
And right into the teacups. The glue we placed there should hold him. We got that clown, Chad. And Daryl, too. Oh, maybe he shouldn't be face down in the glue for much longer, yeah?
Help is on the way!
Oh, my cardiologist told me to stick to tea, but this is something else.
Thanks for fishing me out of there, Mr. Herring.
Yeah, excellent fishing indeed, Herring. Or should I say, the Kooky Cackler?
Are you trying to see if I'm wearing a mask under my face? I don't even get that.
Yes, well, you know, once you have eliminated the impossible and... such?
Like, hang on a second here. If it isn't red, there's only two other options of who it could be.
That's right. Under this glue-soaked clown outfit is either Daisy, the PR head, or Carol, the gearhead. Fortunately, I have the clues to deduce exactly who it is. Our monster is none other than that dastardly and unlikely villain.
Well, here we are, folks. It's time for the final moment of truth! Who lies behind that creepy clown smile? If you'd like to vote for Daisy, please raise your paddles to the red side and say A.
A!
Thank you. You may lower your paddles. If you would like to vote for Carol, please raise your paddles to the blue side and say B. Ooh, it was a close race that time. Very close race. Unfortunately, I do think that the bees had it that time! That's right! The choice is B! Yes, so, sounds like Carol has become this evening's antagonist. But why? And what will be her fate?
Let's hear the conclusion of this evening's tale.
Carol! To Vixen Gal. She's been scaring folks off this whole time.
Oh, Carol, like, how could you?
It's totally not what you think, man.
Of course. I suspected you from the start.
Dude, I only wanted to, like, scare the Moretti brothers away from buying the carnival. Mr. Herring loves this old place, and I knew with the mob connections, the Moretti brothers would totally run this place into the ground.
I guess that kind of makes sense, but how did you know about the mob connection?
Dude, Italian-sounding foreigners from New Jersey?
I see your point.
I thought I was being so crazy careful, too. How did you ever figure me out?
Your handiness and preparedness just may have been your downfall, Carol. I noticed the red paint chips littered about the carnival, but only in places where the monster was about to appear. When we first arrived, I remember Chad finding paint chips at the carousel, and since the monster had yet to show her face there, I knew that that would be where you would strike next.
But that totally doesn't explain how you knew it was me.
Getting in and out of that costume had to be done quickly. So quickly, in fact, that you never removed your tool belt during the quick changes. And the outfit rubbing up against that hammer of yours, each time scraping more red paint off of an already chipped handle.
Oh, slow clap mystery guy. It really was for the good of the carnival. Can you ever forgive me, Mr. Herring?
Well, considering how long you've been with us, I don't think I've really got much choice. I actually did the same thing 30 years ago to proposing to my second wife. But how did Daisy ever miss that these investors had mob connections?
She knew the whole time!
Daisy, you didn't!
Fine, it's true. I didn't care who we sold this place to as long as it got sold. Besides, the Moretti's promised me a nice bonus once the deal was finalized.
You were willing to turn your back on everyone? All for money?
And the Fendi evening gown I was going to buy with it? Yes. And I could have succeeded had it not been for the efforts of you intrusive youths.
Well, Daisy Flake, I'm sure this goes without saying, but you are fired, young missy! Unfortunately, that means there are no foreign investors, and Herring's Carnival must finally come to an end.
But, where will I go, Red? This has been my home ever since I was a little kid! Ever since I got lost in the maze of the Minotaur when I was here with my cousin!
Wait a second! Did you say you got lost when you were here with your cousin?
Yes.
In the Maze of the Minotaur?
Yes.
And your name's Carol?
And your name is...
It's Carol. You! It's you! I can't believe it's you!
Your long-lost cousin is back, son! You know, now that I don't have a job, I'm in the market for a new crew.
Well, we'd have to talk about it.
Come on, Chad, Sarah, please! I'll clean up after her!
Well, all right, I suppose.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mystery Limited Liability Corporation International.
That is such a mouthful.
Say that again.
In the end, aren't we really just a groovy mystery gang?
Groovy mystery gang. Yeah, I like it.
I'll make some new business cards.
Welcome aboard, cuz!
Thanks, cuz!
Seems like your fear of carnivals may finally be cured, eh, Daryl?
Flapjacks here!
Then again, maybe not.
That's our Daryl.